नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 21। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय
कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय
देवकी नंदनाय च
देवकी नंदनाय च
नंद गोप कुमाराय
नंद गोप कुमाराय
गोविंदाय नमो नमः
गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय
कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय
देवकी नंदनाय च
नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय
कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय
देवकी नंदनाय च
देवकी नंदनाय च
नंद गोप कुमाराय
नंद गोप कुमाराय
गोविंदाय नमो नमः
गोविंदाय नमो नमः। कृष्णाय
कृष्णाय
द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड वासुदेवाय
वासुदेवाय
अंटू द सन ऑफ वसुदेव
अंटू द सन ऑफ वसुदेव
देवकी नंदनाय
देवकी नंदनाय
अंटू द सन ऑफ देवकी
अंटू द सन ऑफ देवकी
च
च
एंड
एंड
नंद गोप
नंद गोप
नंद एंड द कौहर्ड मैन
नंद एंड द कौहर्ड मैन
कुमाराय
कुमाराय
अंटू देयर सन
गोविंदाय
गोविंदाय अंटू द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड
अंटू द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड
हु एनलाइवन्स द काउज एंड द सेंसेस
हु एनलाइवन्स द काउज एंड द सेंसेस
नमः
नमः
रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसियंसेस
रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसियंसेस
नमः
नमः
ओबेसियंसेस
ओबेसियंसेस।
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Let me therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord who has become the son of Vasudeva, the pleasure of Devaki, the boy of Nanda and the other cowherd men of Vrindavana and the enlivener of the cows and the senses. Please repeat. Let me
Therefore,
offer my respectful obeisances.
Offer my respectful obeisances
unto the Lord.
Unto the Lord,
who has become the son of Vasudeva,
Vasudeva,
the pleasure of Devaki,
pleasure of Devaki,
the boy of Nanda,
the boy of Nanda,
and the other cowherd men,
and the other cowherd men
of Vrindavana,
of Vrindavana,
and the enlivener,
and the enlivener
of the cows.
Of the cows
and the senses.
Purport.
The Lord, being thus approachable by any material assets, out of unbounded and unapproachable by any material assets, out of unbounded and causeless mercy, descends on the earth as He is in order to show His special mercy upon His unalloyed devotees and to diminish the upsurges of the demoniac persons. Queen Kunti specifically adores the incarnation and descent of Lord Krishna above all other incarnations because in this particular incarnation he is more approachable. In the Rama incarnation, he remained a king's son from his very childhood. But in the incarnation of Krishna, although he was the son of a king, he at once left the shelter of his real father and mother, King Vasudeva and Queen Devaki, just after his appearance and went to the lap of Yashoda Mai to play the part of an ordinary coward boy. In the blessed Vrajabhumi, which is very sanctified because of his childhood pastimes. Therefore, Lord Krishna is more merciful than Lord Rama. He was undoubtedly very kind to Kunti's brother Vasudeva and the family. Had he not become the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, Queen Kunti could not claim him to be her nephew and thus address Krishna in parental affection. But Nanda and Yashoda are more fortunate because they could relish the Lord's childhood pastimes, which are more attractive than all other pastimes. There is no parallel to his childhood pastimes as exhibited at Vrajabhumi, which are the prototypes of his eternal affairs in the original Krishna Loka, described as the Chintamani Dhamma in the Brahma Samhita. Lord Sri Krishna descended himself at Vrajabhumi with all his transcendental entourage and paraphernalia. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore confirmed that no one is as fortunate as the residents of Vrajabhumi, and specifically the cowherd girls who dedicated their everything for the satisfaction of the Lord. His pastimes with Nanda and Yashoda and his pastimes with the cowherd men, and especially with the cowherd boys and the cows, have caused him to be known as Govinda. Lord Krishna as Govinda is more inclined to the Brahmanas and the cows, indicating thereby that human prosperity depends more on these two items, namely Brahmanical culture and cow protection. Lord Krishna is never satisfied where these are lacking. Om Agyanaktimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swami Iti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Let me therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord who has become the son of Vasudeva, the pleasure of Devaki, the boy of Nanda and the other cowherd men of Vrindavana, and the enlivener of the cows and the senses. Mother Kunti, she is now directly paying her obeisances to Krishna. First she glorified him, told him that you are the original person, nobody equal to or greater than you. And now she is calling him with very popular names. You know, Vasudeva is his popular name. Krishna is of course his original name, as we say. Devaki Nandanaya. Devaki Nandana. Again, very Yashoda Nandana, Devaki Nandana. First she was Devaki Nandana, then Prabhupada explains, and we know that he became later on Yashoda Nandana. Nanda Gopa Kumaraya. Kumar is son, Nanda and Gopa, covered people. Govindaya Namona. Govinda. Govinda, unless until we at least I came into, you know, knowing what is the meaning of Govinda. You know, earlier people thought that, okay, all we knew was Govinda Alare. You know, I was brought up in Maharashtra, so there all this breaking of the pot. People make a pyramid and break the pot and then they sing Govinda Alare. In the movie also they used to sing, and that became one of the most popular songs. Till today they sing that. But here we see that Govinda means one who enlivens the cows and the senses. So somebody may ask, what is the combination of cows and the senses? There is a great combination, because cow gives us so many products which can purify our senses. So that's why when we propagate vegetarianism, we do not exclude milk, as some of the people, you know, like veganists, they do that, you know, they don't take anything from the animal. But we follow Krishna's footsteps. Krishna was very, very fond of milk. We all know that how he used to steal the butter and drink the milk. And actually the whole life of the gopas and gopis was revolved around the cows, you know. Take care of the cows, milk the cows, feed the cows, take them for grazing, and so on. And the bulls are in use for the agriculture. So here, this is one of the most, as Prabhupada uses the word, approachable form of Krishna. And he compares it to Lord Rama, where both are same, but they are different in their pastimes, you know. Lord Ram was born as a prince. Krishna was also born as a prince, but his father was put in the jail, prison, and then he was brought up by among the cowherd. Of course, Nanda Maharaj was also in a way king. He was the head of the cowherd boys, so we can't call him king. He was not Kshatriya, he was a Vaishya. And then I remember, I will just want to share with you, few years back, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, he came to Chicago, and you know, we were conducting various house programs. So in one house program, he was telling that, somebody asked him, how did he come into Krishna consciousness? And he was just telling his own story, that how he was in Germany, and he was doing his PhD, but he got suddenly disillusioned with all the material things, and he decided to look for some spiritual guidance. So he left Germany and came to India, and he went to Himalayas, and you know, he was searching for some guru, and he got Srila Prabhupada. After meeting others, you know, then when he met Prabhupada, then nothing further, you know, he just surrendered to him. So then he was telling that what attracted to him most about Krishna, and that's why he says, I am in Krishna consciousness, is that Krishna, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Lord, the most powerful, the owner of everything, he decides to come as a cowherd boy, you know. He decides to come as a cowherd boy, and in the process, he enacts so many wonderful pastimes. Going and taking the cows to the forest for grazing. By the time he comes back, he's full of dust. Of course, even the dust looked beautiful on his body, but sweating, carrying the slippers of his father on his head, playing around with the cowherd boys and girls, sometimes carrying them on his back. So Maharaj said, there cannot be a more affectionate form of the Lord, you know. The Lord comes to the level, you know, that let us say, at the grassroots level, he comes to give pleasure to his devotees. So he said, that is why I chose Krishna consciousness, because that is the highest for me. Okay, we can see the God, you know, in his opulence and all that, but for the God to come down like this, and I still remember that the person who had asked him that question, he said, oh, that means if you tomorrow you find something better than that, you will leave this. And Maharaj says, yes, but I am sure that I will not find anything better than this. He says, I have already studied a lot of scriptures and I don't think there can be anything to beat this. So this is a very, very wonderful, I would say, form of Krishna. And that Prabhupada also confirms. And his nephew of Kunti. So here, Kunti of course did not call him, she calls him Krishna, which is a normal name, you know, he was being called. He was called by everybody as Krishna. Of course then people say Kana, Kanaya, and so on and so forth. But Krishna still remains the main name. So he just comes from his Krishna Loka, Goloka Vrindavana, just to play with this devotees for what? For giving them pleasure. Giving them pleasure. That's why he is called as Govinda. He gives pleasure to our senses. Moment we say Govinda, knowingly, of course when we say unknowingly also we'll get the, but if we know, when we know Krishna is Govinda, and when we say, you go to Tirupati and you know, Lord Balaji, although his, actually his name is Lord Balaji, Venkateshwara, Venkatapati and so on and so forth, you know, but the most popular name is Govinda. Everybody chants. There's a big line and everybody will say, Govinda, Govinda. So, let's say, that gives the pleasure automatically. So, that's what now Kunti Devi here is paying her obeisances to this wonderful form of Krishna. I'd like to stop here. If there is any question, comment, you can take it. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
I'm not sure how it goes, but something like Bhakti Charmaraj, second initiation, we also got some mass initiation. Mm-hmm. It's like really early, later by the young age as well. And I think the story goes that someone said, well, Prabhupada, how is it that you give them sannyasa at such a young age and so soon? Aren't you waited? Are you afraid of them falling? And he said, well, if he falls, you'll fall to the mode of goodness. So you see, many times you see Bhakti Charmaraj, she's always like very separate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So, and I've seen everyone who's very gentle. Yeah. Yeah, but as I said, you know, I mean, this was the most wonderful explanation, which makes people speechless. You know, that person was trying to talk about Kundalini and this and that, you know. That's the highest, you know. And then Maharaj says, oh, no. To worship such a God is the highest. What is the language in spiritual world? Sanskrit. Sanskrit, because that's why Krishna comes and speaks Sanskrit here also. Everybody was speaking Sanskrit.
They also call it, Devanagari, right?
No, Devanagari is the script.
It's right.
Right. That's called Deva Bhasha. Bhasha means language. Oh yeah, he was with us one time, Kirtanga Prabhu, to take darshan of Balaji. Yeah, I mean, you have to be fortunate only to have that. I was fortunate, I am fortunate, I had a few darshans like that. And every next darshan was longer, more blissful, more, you know, like, I don't know, I always considered myself very, very fortunate, because every next time they will allow me to stand more and more, because otherwise they start pushing people, you know, throwing
people.
What's
the longest
darshan
there?
Just, they will make you stand up. Make me stand a little away, okay. Be here, sir. Have darshan as much as you want.
What, 5 minutes?
I mean, it see, the clock stops there. Because once you are in the spiritual realm, there is no clock. So, 5 minutes is too long a period if you really look at it.
Yeah, it's especially
obvious. But as long as you are, I mean, you can, of course, you can never get satisfied, but at least you have some satisfaction. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna.